Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Lisa Riggs. And of course, Lisa is a major name in Elkhorn. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Lisa, we need to talk about Tivoli Fest coming up this weekend. It's always traditionally that weekend before Memorial Day. But just kind of, again, remind us of the dates in case somebody goes, well, what are the dates?
Well, the official dates are May 23rd and 24th. It's always a Saturday and Sunday, a Memorial Day weekend. It's actually our 35th Tivoli Fest.
Wow.
Hard to believe.
And how many of those have you participated in?
Oh, since the beginning of time, I guess.
Oh, but isn't that fun, Lisa, to see the things that have changed? I mean, I know there's some things that are just traditional that you always do, but it's a changing scene.
Yeah, and, you know, and even, you know, people change. You know, the volunteers is what it takes.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
We're only a town of 650, and we open our town and welcome at least over 3,000 people coming from the weekend from all over the world and all over the United States.
Do you have any Danes who volunteer who don't live in Elkhorn?
Yes, we actually have two Danes that we know are coming. They're going to be our official Frikadeller judges, which is around Danish. I want to call it a meatball.
Okay. Yeah. And but that's the other kind of thing that we always come to Elkhorn to eat is.
Yeah, we have the Appelskivers,
yes.
The Dista Pulse,
yes.
The Danish Open Face Sandwiches, which are a work of art, and that's just Saturday at the Elkhorn Town Hall. But the Appelskiver and the Dista Pulse is, it opens at 8 a.m. both Saturday and Sunday, not as many hours on Sunday, so you want to make sure you're there before 2 o'clock. And it's all you can eat for, I think, a low price of, I think it's $5 or $6, but it's great. It's well worth the wait in the line and just to watch all the volunteers turning them in that special
yes.
pan.
Yes, and it takes some technique. That's something you have to learn to turn that at the appropriate time. And, you know, occasionally you run across somebody who's never had an Appelskiver. That's sort of interesting to hear their description and their response to Appelskivers.
Right, and you know, it's a round pancake ball that you pour in the batter in a half cup special pan, and you just gradually keep turning it till it's a round ball. You don't, it's not a specialty if there's custard in the middle. That means it's raw batter. It hasn't been cooked long enough. Because that's one thing that the people never had. It said, oh, it has custard inside.
Oh. Not the way it's supposed to be. It's just that then you say, oh, well, hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, right.
So, Lisa, that's one of the, I'm sure that's a traditional kind of thing because it's traditional in Denmark. Well, no, I was going to say it's traditional in Denmark, but I've heard people who live in Denmark say it's more Danish in Elkhorn.
Yeah, and actually in Denmark, it's Christmas Eve. It's like a dessert in the evening, and you never serve Medista Pulse with Appelskiver in Denmark. It's like serving meat with apple pie to them. Where we, because of our American having pancakes with the sausage, that's why we do the Appelskiver with a meat.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that's so funny in Denmark that we do it. But we say that's a Danish-American tradition that evolved over time.
Right. Culture changes things.
Yeah.
So what's happening new? I know you always try and add something new as well as carry on tradition. What should we be looking for?
Well, we're starting Friday evening this year. We have the Iowa Beer Tent, which is their second annual, and they come with Iowa craft beers. So it really celebrates all the microbreweries in Iowa, and that's volunteers only, and the proceeds from that go to getting a new fire truck for our fire station. But also on Friday evening, we have Brad Meyer's band from 7 to 10, just kind of a way of opening up the festival. And then new this year is the 6-on-6 basketball reunion exhibition games put on by our old coach, Rod Hoig. And that's from 6 to 8 at the Elkhorn High School. And we invite girls basketball players that played the 6-on-6 to come back, reminisce. We'll have some exhibition games. We know people's hips and knees aren't the best after all those years that they I don't know how many years ago it was that they left the 6-on-6 and went to 5-on-5.
So these aren't going to be the current basketball players, the five. These are going to be people who actually played 6-on-6?
Yeah, like over 30 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes. I was one of those. And, you know, you just kind of go, what an interesting change, but certainly a change for more exciting basketball,
yeah,
I think.
There was a lot of history with Iowa. So
yes.
We're going to do that this year. It's just something new. And, of course, Saturday, you know, we start out at 8 a.m. with the Mill to the Mermaid, the M&M. We have the King and Queen. Wanda and Doug Smith will be opening along with our mayor, Stan. And so the marathon and then the parade is at 11 o'clock on Saturday. We're going the opposite direction this year. Instead of up Main Street, we're going down Main Street. So that's a major change.
Little tweak on the tradition.
And we invite you to be in the parade. No pre-registration. Just meet up at the high school. All day long, we have entertainment. We have from Denmark, Jensen and Boogie, famous Danish folk singers and players, and they're going to be joining with Dwight Lamb from Monona County. He plays a traditional 8-button accordion, and they have quite the story to tell. They had to come to America to learn some of the old Danish songs that got lost in Denmark, and they were able to learn from this Dwight Lamb. And it is fun toe-tapping music. You can get up and dance if you like, and they'll be playing three times on Saturday. Of course, the folk dancers, you know, and then Saturday evening we have a talent show. We have the Tivoli Trivia, which we have like four local teams that will be facing off. And then, of course, the fireworks after the lights, the sun goes down. And then at the fire station is Darla Hansen alumni. Her band will be playing. And so, you know, it's just
on and on.
Morning to midnight.
Yes.
There's something going on. Of course, Sunday we have the community church service, and that will be up at the high school. I believe that starts between 10 and 10:30. And all this, just bring your lawn chairs with. Dress warm. Dress for the weather. You'll go on no matter what. It snows, rains, you know, we're diehards, we have a good time, we'll make it work. Of course, you know, the museum has a fabulous new exhibit called Skull.
Yes, that kind of goes along with that beer tent, doesn't it? If you
yes.
want to drink a little beer, you want to learn a little more about beer and the Danish liquors, I guess.
Yes, it's called Scandinavian Spirits, and this exhibition will be traveling throughout United States to all the Scandinavian museums. So we're quite proud of it, that it, you know, originated up at the Museum of Danish America. Also, they have traditional Danish folk crafters will be demonstrating from noon to four, and they are having a Danish bicycle competition at the museum in the afternoon. Of course, we have Bestemor's house, and at the library, there's children's activity. And of course, the Danish windmill. It's been 40 years.
And I understand it's not quite turning the way it should.
No, and it's pretty much been not turning for 1 year's time. We are at the point where we are raising funds to get it turning again, and we hope to get a traditional millwright in June, and then get in September, and to get the mill turning again.
Good.
It's been 40 years that it came to America. It didn't turn in Denmark for 20 years. We got it restored 40 years ago to turn in the wind, and it's just a beautiful sight. So we are so anxious to get it going again.
And I know, Lisa, you did one time have flour that was milled there.
Yes.
And I'm guessing that wasn't possible if it's not turning.
Yeah, no. We have an old metals mill
from
the early 1900s that we set up to, so we can be, as far as food certified, wheat and rye, but not by the old mill. We want to get that going.
You bet.
It's very important.
Lisa, if people want to find out more, what are some sources of information where they can look at the schedule and see what's going on?
Okay, as far as electronic media, we have danishvillages.com, the danishwindmill.com. You can get the four-page schedule by the internet, or stop at any of the businesses, the Danish Windmill or the museum, and pick up the four-page schedule. It is just jam-packed hour by hour what's going on. And, you know, we have a big, huge craft market, retail shops, boutiques, and then food vendors.
Food forever, Lisa. That's part of the whole thing. And whether you can just stay for an hour or two, or whether you can stay for two and a half days, let's say, there's something there for you. So you want to check that out. We want to thank you very much, Lisa Riggs, for getting us just excited about what's going to happen at Tivoli Fest.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And until next time, here's a thought that kind of relates to this whole festival. History is filled with interesting and startling revelations.